For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy is retiring after 30 years on the bench. This gives President Trump a second opportunity to fill a seat on the High Court. He could ensure a conservative majority in the Supreme Court for decades to come. Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch on a possible successor.
There are people of intellectual dimension, honesty, conservatism for the most part.
Planned Parenthood's Kevin Griffiths says the right to a safe and legal abortion is on the line.
Call their senators to tell them that they should reject any nominee who would not protect Roe v. Wade, and that there should be no vote until after a new Senate is seated in January.
Justice Kennedy, who turns 82 next month, says he's stepping down to spend more time with his family. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
President Trump says no one's been tougher on Russia than him, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told a Senate panel that trade-offs could allow Russia to rejoin the Group of Seven industrialized nations without giving Crimea back to Ukraine. The president expects to meet with Vladimir Putin as early as next month.
We'll probably be meeting sometime around my trip to Europe.
James Fields is already charged with murder for driving his car into a crowd of protesters in Charlottesville. He now faces 30 federal charges, all counts classified as hate crimes. They include one act resulting in the murder of Heather Heyer, 28 acts causing bodily injury with attempts to kill, and one count of racially motivated violent interference with a federally protected activity. FBI Special Agent Adam Lee.
Peaceful protest without intimidation is every American's birthright.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump is cheering a Supreme Court ruling that deals a blow to labor unions. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The High Court ruling that states cannot force government workers to pay union fees if they choose not to belong to the union. President Trump tweeting following the 5-4 ruling, it's a big loss for the coffers of the Democrats. The ruling does affect millions of public sector workers, and it removes a key revenue source for organized labor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The school board of Broward County, Florida, voted to put an armed guard on every campus in the district, with the exception of charter schools. The decision comes nearly 5 months after a gunman killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, which was the impetus for a state law that required extra security in the state's public schools. The board's decision specifies how the Broward County School Board will comply with the law and provide more details on funding, which board member Robin Bartleman said wasn't outlined in the state law. Although most schools in the district already have armed police officers, the decision calls for at least one extra armed security guard. The school board will need to hire at least 80 guards to have one at every school. There is still debate on whether the armed guards' weapons will be concealed. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.